Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts. This is RS1, part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Juzhou for the second round of the 2022 championship season. Great to have your company. It's John Hindorf with you, live and free across the world. Now, let's get down to Jade on the grid, who has Alex Shebo from Porsche.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Good morning.
Did you watch the race yesterday? It was so tense. What's your expectation for this season?
Well, welcome to everyone. I think, of course, yesterday was a very good first one. Very good racing, very good level of competition in every class. So I'm very much looking forward for a tight competition in every class. And also, it's so great to be back, you know, after such a long break for PCCA. It's great to be back. It's great to be back in Juzhou. I think Juzhou makes always good racing for PCCA. So, yeah, very much looking forward for race two today.
A little earlier in the day than our racing yesterday, just after 11 o'clock here at Juzhou. So we are obviously going to have slightly different temperatures. We'll talk about the weather. You know what we're like. We love to talk about the weather. So we will let you know exactly what that is. Around about 34 in the air, which is about the same as it was yesterday. The big difference will be when we look at the Michelin track temperatures and see what we have there. Because it was up by 60 yesterday. But that was because the sun had been on the track all day. Now, we've had far fewer hours of sunshine and therefore solar energy on the track. So it's only down at 45, which is still pretty hard on the tyres, but nowhere near as bad as yesterday. And tyres will be a story today because there are some people who have saved a set of tyres. And we've got a bit of intel on that for you as well when we go through the grid. Let's head back down there, take a little bit more atmosphere with Jade, who's on the front row, but not with our pole sitter.
Hello, everyone. We're going to have a chat with Lin Kang now. Kang Lin, your start wasn't ideal yesterday, but you have a grip back to the second place. Well done. So do you do any adjustment today?
Yesterday, my start was not so bad, but the reaction time was quite bad. So I lost a position in the start. And then in the last five, I outbreak my rival, so I get back to P2. The result yesterday was good. I hope today I can have a better start.
Let's have a chat with last year's champion.
Hello, everyone. We're going to have a little chat with Daniel. Daniel, as a defending champion, how is your confident that you can do it again this season?
I mean, I've done it already last season. And to be honest, I just had to keep my head down and do my own races step by step and think how to improve myself and use all the experience I learned from last year and just repeat the process again.
Well, the grid is being cleared now, but we've got time, hopefully, for Jade to move down the grid and speak to Team KRC's number 65, which is Zhu Xiao, our only female driver on the grid.
Hello, everyone. We're going to have a short chat with Zhu Xiao. Xiao, it's your first time with Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, and already you got second place yesterday as the only female on the field. What's your expectation for this season?
I hope for the races of this year, I can improve my driving skill, and I think the opponent is always me, so I want to be better by the end of this year than myself in the beginning of the year.
Excellent result for Zhu Xiao yesterday for Team KRC stood on the podium. Let's quickly run through the grids. Leo Ye on pole position on new tyres. Lin Keng alongside him on old one. Lucky Law and Daniel Liu Wenlong. We know Daniel's on new tyres as well. Liu Wei is pole position in Pro-Am with Shobi Wong, but they're both on new tyres. Yuan Bo and Bazin Long, he's on used tyres, Baz. Xu Zhendong and Xiu Che are on the next row. Bian Ye, Gao Yuji, Hong Shizhe, Min Hung. Next back, then Francis Chia and Li Chao. Henry Kwom, pole position for Triple Ace in the AM category, Pro-AM. Wang Zhongwei alongside him. And then Xu Xiao, Eric Kwong, and Tang Robin, and Jackie Wu. So not too much difference in the grid that we saw from yesterday. Good run from Jackie yesterday to pull up through the ranks. So the 777 of Leo Ye for Shunshi Racing already in his starting spot. Not a great start yesterday from the number 22, Lin Keng, for BD Group, one of the absolute racing run cars. Still netted him a second place, though. It's a right-hand turn at turn one, so the pole sitter comes from the outside. Green flag at the back of the grid. 22 flat six engines are revved within an inch of their lives, and we are racing in round two of the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. Immediately our pole sitter, the 777 of Leo Ye, dives across to his right hand side, and Daniel Liu Wenlong with the new Michelin rubber gets a really, really good start, and it's side by side, and Liu Wenlong is off. Daniel Liu Wenlong goes off, helped there by Lin Keng, who was defending in that white and pink car. So Daniel, after a great start, is going to come diving down the inside of the number 99, Lo Kai Lo, and try and get back into third position, which he has done. Lo Kai Lo going off the track for a moment. The blue and black car, Daniel Liu Wenlong. Remember, he's got brand new tyres. He's trying to make the best of those at the moment. Lo Kai Lo. Lo Kai Lo. Absolutely four wheels off the track there, but was forced there. I don't think the stewards will take any action on that. Ewan Bohr was right in it as well in the 718, the red and white car, just heading that second group, top five, just pulling away at the moment. So a feisty start, as one might have expected. Liu Wei was coming through as well in the number four car. He's just dropped back after what's gone on ahead of him. So once again, Leo Ye pulls away from pole position. He felt the need to defend there at the start, which I'm not sure he really needed to. Got a great start, and he's well over a second to the good as he crosses the line at the end of lap one. Lin Keng holds on to second place, but for how long with Daniel Liu Wenlong then in second and third? And Liu Kai Lu right in the wheel tracks in that to red front at 99, side by side behind Liu Wei and the 233 of Zheng Zhendong. Battling down the middle part of the field in the other categories, of course. Nice manoeuvre there. Bao Xinlong in the silver, red and blue car going through in the number six from Team Shanghai Yonder. That was Chai Ye, who he went by in the 86, I think. Also right in there, the 55, Gao Yuji, Team Jebson. Last year's champion team with Daniel Liu Wenlong in this championship. Late morning here at Juzhou. track temperature will be climbing through this race. Start at just over 45 Celsius, so about 15 degrees cooler than it was in the heat of yesterday afternoon. Number 17, the swoosh red, white and blue car, Hong Shunzi. Just in behind the 66 of Min Hung for Toro Racing. Very distinctive colours there. And then that Team Jebsen car, the 55, Gaoyuji right there. At the front of the field, though, it's still Liu Xie. Not getting down to the times we saw yesterday. Didn't quite break his own lap record yesterday. 1:37.405 in the first race here last year for Liu. Does like this place. Battle going on for 15th on down with the number 12 car of Wang Zhongwei, the Climax Racing car. And further up the field, this is the battle for second now, through the hairpin. Daniel Liu Wenlong is the meat in the sandwich, which is led at the moment by Lin Keng. And defence down to the bottom of the hill at the middle part of the circuit, and that BD racing car with the pink on the sills and the mirrors just holding on to it at the moment. Liu Wei for R&B Racing leads in the Pro-Am category. Henry Kwong in 18th in the number 91 for Triple Ace Racing. He leads the Am category. We'll keep you informed with the other classes as the race develops. 5 minutes of the potential 30 to go. And I wonder if going off the track early on for Daniel Liu Wenlong in that light mid blue and black car just took the edge off his new Michelin tyres. Good run for Yung Yen Dong in the Hey car. It's the anime coloured machine. 2:33, sitting up in the top six now and fifth in the pro category. Daniel Liu Wenlong tries to go around the outside of the white second place car of Lin Keng. Driving in the middle of the road, that's fine. Put your Porsche where it makes it very difficult for the drivers to come through this sinuous circuit. 14 corners, but there are some long straights. You will get a little bit of a tow. Daniel's just not getting out of the corners quickly enough. So let's go back to the start. It was a rocket start from Daniel. Might even have been slightly rolling there. He got up the inside and he was in the second for a moment, but then just drifted wide. The benefit of new Michelin tyres, he had to go close to the pit wall. Liu Wei making a good start as well in the purple and black car. Daniel up into second position, but very robust defence as they went out of turn two. And that pushed him way back down. And then, from then on, he was fighting with Lo Kai Lo. And when Daniel had been off the track, Lo Kai Lo in the 99 was off the track as well. And behind them, it was three wide at one stage. And I thought I'd seen the 718 of Ewan Bo make a good start, but he had to bail out fairly early when they were coming into turn five on that first lap. That 718, 718 being the red and white car. Ewan Bo has settled in the Zhengtong Auto machine to seventh position, just ahead of Chua Lui and Bao Jinlong and Zhu Bihang. That's the little battle that's going on for 8th, 9th and 10th position. Well, big changes at the front of the field as both Daniel Liu Wenlong and the 99 of Lo Kai Lo have gone by the number 22 of Linking. Benefit of new tyres maybe for Daniel, but the gap is huge now. Over 5 seconds at the front of the field. And barring any issue, surely this is going to be a double in the first round for Leo Ye. Almost down to the bottom of the hill at turn three before anyone else appears over the top of the rise behind him. Past the secondary pit building. Fantastic facility here at Juzhou. Various different track configurations being used. Big weekend of racing here with the Chinese Touring Car Championship here as well. And great to see the Porsches at the very top of motorsport in this area of the world, with a 6-event, 12-race calendar this year. Starting here this weekend, then we're off to V1 at the end of August, middle of September for Zhuhai. Singapore, beginning of October, middle of October, Ningbo. And then we finish off at the end of October at Shanghai. Two races at each event. And something tells me that we're going to have a cracking battle this year between Leo Ye, Daniel Liu Wenlong, and one or two others as well. Spin down the field for Jackie Wu. Now, he's kept the flat six running, I think. He's just waiting for the rest of the cars to come through. He's actually made up a few positions, but he's going to have to do all that hard work again. He's been up to 18th, the heady heights of 18th position, and he was battling for the lead in Am with Eric and Henry Kwong, and with Tang Robin behind him. All the Am drivers running together from 16th position down. So now Daniel Liu Wenlong up into second position, but unable to break away from Liu Kailu. Liu Kailu in the wheel tracks at the moment. To check in on that Am battle then, with the lead car being Eric Kwong in the 23 Kiddie World car. And ahead of him, he's got Francis Chia for the Trans-China Automotive Racing Group. And behind him, a very familiar sight of the brightly coloured second-placed Am car. And that is Henry Kwong, the number 91. And there's just a little gap back to Tan Roget Rubin, and about 5 seconds, holding on to third place at the moment in the Am category. Henry Kwong yesterday looking, today rather, looking for good points after yesterday when his car didn't finish. Ground to a halt at turn five, parked it off the circuit, and that was the cause of the only necessity to have the Taycan out on the circuit during the race. Still that little group of three cars battling for second, third and fourth. Meantime, just a couple of places further back, Yung Shen Dong in the 233, under pressure now from Yuan Bo. It's the anime car that I was talking about early on. Lo Tenji, the virtual pop star, featured on the bonnet of that car, and about to be passed, I think, by the 718 of Yuan Bo for the red and white machine. It's cracking scrap, this. It's the battle for 6th and 7th, but 5th and 6th in class, and the Zheng Tong auto driver in the red and white car just squeezing out to the right-hand side, trying to get the better line into the next corner as they break at the bottom of the hill for the left-hander. halfway through the race, and the leader has pretty much the whole start-finish straight between himself and the chasing pack. Leo Yeard then goes through. Then that battle for second. Daniel Liu went long. Lo Kai Lo. Lin Keng. Then the gap back to the Pro-Am leader. Liu Wei. Then the 2:33 of Yung Zhendong. Taking a very wide line into turn three. Trying to open it out a little bit. Still dropping down to the bottom of the circuit at this point. Big curve, left-handed, then a tiny little straight into the braking area for turn five, which is the right-hander. Straight into six. Now heading down the middle straight of this Juzhou circuit. Into the hairpin. At nine, and then you double back on yourself to turn 10 and down the back straight. Daniel Liu went long with pretty clear track ahead of him, and the problem is it's not because he's leading, he's in second place at the moment, and he's not been able to shake the Toro racing car of Lo Kai Lo, and clearly that number 99 car is going to be a threat for the rest of the season. Now, in the AM battle, Eric Kwong, the Kiddie World car, has put Francis Cha in the one of the Pro-Am cars, number 21, between himself and Henry Kwong, who's sitting now with a little bit of work to do, down towards turn one. Now, this is a battle for overall position, although they're not in class. But of course, Henry in that number 91 car will want the maximum point after his non-score yesterday. These two battled for the championship last year in AM. Good to see them back. No difference in the performance of the cars here. So it's going to be down to Henry to make the move. He's down at turn three now. Decides to go in the late apex route and try and get on the throttle a bit earlier to go past Francis. In the black and blue number 21. It's the Trans China Automotive Racing car. Ooh, a little bit of a lock up ahead of them by Eric Kwong in the Kiddie World Racing Porsche. We'll keep an eye on that. Still plenty going on at the front of the field for podium positions as well. I'm very surprised that Daniel Liu Wenlong has not been able to break away from this battle. And fair play to Lin Keng as well, the third of the cars crossing the line now, because he's on used tyres. We definitely know that. I didn't get to have a look at Lo Kai Lo's tyres on the grid, or going to the grid, should I say. So I can't give you the information about that. But I know that Meidong Racing had saved, and Daniel Liu Wenlong had saved a set of tyres. Felt there was an opportunity, and when you saw his start from there, red lights going off, there really was. He just couldn't hold on to it at turn two. And he'd be, I think, a bit disappointed with that. Was hoping to put some pressure on the pole sitter, Leo Ye in the 777, who we've not seen. He is still out front, by the way, but it's 8.5 seconds now at the front of the field. Not unreasonably, we're staying with this battle for the second, third and fourth positions. I should mention as well, in fifth position, Liu Wei in Pro-Am doing a cracking job for BD Group, for R&B Racing, excuse me. He leads in that dark metallic purple and black number four, and he's been right amongst the pro drivers all, well, I was going to say all weekend, but we did have a couple of days testing here earlier in the week, so pretty much all week. through to complete another lap. The gap has come down a wee bit. So, is Leo Ye just soft pedalling, or did he make a slight mistake? Lost 6/10 of a second last time around to the chasing pack, headed by Daniel Lu Wenlong. Coming down to turn one, Bian Ye in the number three Team Shanghai Honda machine. He's in 11th position with the Team Jebsen number 55 of Gao Yuji sitting behind, both in the pro category. Yeah, he'll not be happy being that far down. Got shuffled back a wee bit. Started in on the inside of row six, so is exactly where he started, although yes, and in fact Gao Yuji started alongside him, so these two have had a race long battle for these positions. Always seems to be a way to find somebody to race in these events. Nineteen and a half minutes gone, 6 laps remaining. 5 laps now as they've just gone across the line. And still no real aggressive move being made by Lo Kai Lo. Now, it may be that there's no more performance in that car, that number 99 car that's sitting in third position at the moment. Seems to be able to follow Daniel Lu Wenlong at the distance of about a car and a half, maybe two Porsche 992s lengths, stretching out to three at certain parts of the circuit, but it does seem that he can track him all the way through. So I wouldn't say that it looks like Lo Kai Lo is running out of grip in that car. And still, as well, Bian Ye, 22, Lin Kang, for BD Group, he's hanging on to them. So he'll be rather annoyed that he gave up those two positions earlier on. He fought so hard to keep second position. Again, not the greatest reaction to the lights going out. Got a good hookup, but he was already third before he turned into turn one. But my goodness, didn't he make it up on the outside, which then became the left-hand side and the inside line for turn number three. Shelby Wong in the number two Porsche Beijing Central and Golden Port car, second in Pro-Am, in 10th position overall in the highlighter green stroke yellow and black car. Shelby Wong turning through the first corner. Li Chow got a bit to do now as well with the very fast number 23 Kiddie World car behind. That's the leader in the AM category. Goes up the inside for a moment. We've got three across the track at turn number two. Well, Eric Kwong is driving brilliantly. He's just moved up to 14th position overall. Li Chow having a go back at him down at the bottom of the hill at turn three. And it's Francis Chia behind him in the 21 car. Yes, it is. So he's scrapping with drivers who are in a class ahead. Oh, big lot up from the right front Michelin at turn five and six. But I think he's made that one stick. But to what cost to that right front Michelin? Henry Kwong has now got one, two, three cars between himself and the class leader. because Hong Shijie is in front of him, then Francis Chi, then Li Chao, and then Eric, who leads the class. So Eric rather clearing off. I think Henry must have made a mistake because he's dropped 5 or 6 seconds now. Having been pretty much nose to tail. But looks a shoo-in, I would say, 5 seconds ahead of Tang Robin. So second place looks on the cards for the number 91 car. But what a run this is for the Gnee World number 23 driver, Eric Kwong. Six and a half minutes or 2.5 laps to go. I think we'll make the full 17 today. Li Chao not feeling the need to defend in the black and dark grey and purple Porsche down at the bottom of turn three. Haven't seen the leader for a while, so let's put that right. The gap back up to nearly 9 seconds, so whatever happened 3 or 4 laps ago to Leo Ye, there was no rot to stop. He was just maybe going through some traffic, actually. No, he hasn't had to lap anybody. Jackie Wu has recovered and is pointing in the right direction and still turning laps, being annoyed after getting all the way up to 18th at one stage. Second place in Henry Kwong in the 91. Important points for him today. Oh, he goes wide. Very wide indeed. Now, is he running out of tyres? Is that what's hampering his pace? Also coming to that little battle for 15th, 16th and 17th is the number 17, the white and red car, Hong Shijie for Team CSD. He's nearly there now. Another dive out by the 21 driver, Francis Chia. Oh, and a lot up there. Into turn one. For Li Chao, that's not going to do him any good whatsoever. Wang Zhongwei in the 12 car, battling with Tan Robin there, I think. Yeah, just half a second between them. Now here's the number 65, Zhu Qiao, Team KRC driver. Had a chat with her on the grid, or at least Jade did. First season of this racing and just wants to get better through the year. Pretty quick cars, these take a bit of learning. Real racing cars, built as racing cars by Porsche Motorsport at Vysak. Daniel Liu Wenlong from the moment looks to have a little bit of breathing space over Lo Kai Lo. Can't say the same further back for the 233 of Zhong Zhendong. That anime livery under pressure now from the number 86 of Tsui Yue, the Porsche holding car, as the leader is on his last lap. And we'll just get that in, actually. 27 minutes gone. We're doing about a minute 40s. So good timing by Leo He. Well, he's never been pressured. Not at all. Zhongji Racing will notch up a double. 2 poles. 2 wins. And he comes across the line. I think he's got 2 fastest laps as well. I'll confirm that for you later. Easing off towards the end, Daniel Liu Wenlong some 8 seconds back in second for Meidong Racing. And a very creditable third for Toro Racing's Lo Kai Lo. Li Keng, perhaps a little disappointed, starting second, finishes fourth to add to his second place from yesterday. But good points there for the BD Racing driver. Best of the Pro-Ams, the number four, R&B Racing, Liu Wei. And we'll just wait a little while, keep an eye on the start-finish line to see where Eric Kwong comes in. The 23 Kiddie World Racing team should be coming across the line about now. In fact, there he is, flashing his headlights. So he got up to 14th position and takes the Am category. But for the first weekend of racing in the 2022 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, it's all been about one driver, one team and one car. The highest number on the grid, the 777, has started from the front and not been headed. Apart from a couple of laps yesterday when he was behind this Taycan safety car, he's been looking at clear road all weekend. A picture-perfect weekend. And the championship lead then for Leo Ye as we head into the next two rounds at the end of July.
Welcome back, Leo. Again, you're the winner. How do you feel about today's ride?
We get maximum point this weekend, and a huge thanks to the team and our engineer especially. Give us a fabulous car. We can push all the way through. We have such a good lead towards our rivals. So it's been very easy 2 days, but the season is still very long. So we'll keep pushing and try to win more races.
So what's your expectation for this season?
We just try to be on the podium as much as possible, and we'll see how it goes, and no disqualify.
Congratulations, Liu Wei. I know it's your first time joining Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, and it's your first win. Tell me about how you feel now.
I feel pretty lucky. Had a good start. Because of the good start, nobody was around me. So I just got to do a practice session. So the pace was good. Team was happy. Hopefully I didn't let them down, so... pretty good result.
So what's your next expectation for our next race?
No, just have fun. Hopefully no crashing, no scratching. Yeah.
So let's see if we can pick off our AM winner.
Welcome back, Eric. Congratulations. It's your first win for this season. How do you feel about your race today?
Well, it was great. I mean, I got a peak penalty for three grid penalties, and nothing to think about. I just chase, and one by one, and everything went well, and then the car is doing great, and yeah, just where I am.
We are back the 26th to the 28th of August at V1. Join me, John Hindorf, and the rest of the team for some more great racing from Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2022. Bye-bye for now.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.